This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar yesterday.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा.
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said, for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. During the program, the PM inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that left-wing extremism will be completely eliminated from the country by March 2026. In an interview to a private channel, Mr. Shah said that incidents of violence in three major hotspot areas, including Northeast and left-wing extremism, have come down by 75% in the last decade due to the government's efforts. Highlighting Narendra Modi government's achievement, he said that in less than 11 years, the government has provided housing, electricity, toilets, gas, drinking water, health coverage of 5 lakh rupees to 60 crore people. Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families, and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Mr. Jaiswal further added that skilled talent mobility and exchanges have contributed enormously to technology development, innovation, economic growth, competitiveness and wealth creation in both the United States and India. He informed that policymakers will assess recent steps taking into account mutual benefits, which include people-to-people ties between the two countries. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. Bangladesh's Awami League Party has highlighted that over 10,000 new millionaires have emerged in just 8 to 10 months amid the country's economic recession, while ordinary people are being swept away in a tide of poverty under the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government. In a statement, the party said the economy of Bangladesh is currently in a severe recession with unemployment exceeding 8% and the poverty rate at nearly 28%. The party mentioned that hundreds of factories have shut down, foreign investment is almost zero, and 2.6 million people have lost their jobs, with ordinary people struggling to cope with soaring prices of essential goods. The Awami League stated, "Never before has the country seen wealth grow in such a crisis, but banking data tells a different story. According to Bangladesh Bank's banking statistics report, in the past 8 to 10 months, 10,928 new millionaire accounts have been added." In Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka by 4 wickets in the first match of Super 4s at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 169 runs set by Sri Lanka, Bangladesh scored 169 for 6 with one ball to spare. For Sri Lanka, Dasun Shanaka was the top scorer with 64 runs. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman scalped 3 wickets. India will take on Pakistan in the second match of the Super 4s at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium today at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.